Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, my success is intimidating. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm 37 and never been married. I was in a 4-year relationship, and when I got promoted, my boyfriend left the relationship. We met on an online dating site for professionals, and we were compatible on so many levels. He is an administrator at his job, and I was a team leader when we started dating. I wanted love, and he provided that, but he also added a lot of competition to our relationship. When I get dressed in the morning to head out to work, he'd say I looked powerful instead of beautiful, and he would tell me to boss up if I complained about stress at work. He treated me like he was my mentor, and I was beneath him professionally, but I actually made more money than him. Then I got a promotion and a company car, and he overheard me telling my mom what I'd be making annually. He insinuated that I was too close to my boss, and that's why I got a promotion. We argued for days, and then he moved out. Since we broke up, I've had a few dates, but I haven't found a man that matches me intellectually or financially. One guy told me that my success is very intimidating. I wish men could see my sweet and nurturing side, but as soon as I tell them what I do for a living, they decide that I don't have time for a relationship. I have thought about telling guys that I have an entry-level job just to see if they would ask me out again. There are so many sides of me, and I would hate to have to diminish all that I am to satisfy a man. My ex married an art teacher. Go figure. So, are women expected to bat our eyelashes and act needy to get a husband? That's true for insecure, controlling men. If you want that for your husband, they do try to compete with you and knock you down a few pegs. But you shouldn't have to dim your light or make yourself smaller for any man. A real man will want you to be all that you can be and would support you every step of the way. He would celebrate you. Relationships are supposed to be partnerships that lead to marriage or whatever. And unfortunately, a lot of women do dumb themselves down to get a man. My advice to you is simply to be yourself. Don't change who you are. Shine brightly. Wait for the right man to come along and to accept you for who you are. A strong, confident woman. I mean, the people at your job see it. Why can't he? Why couldn't your ex see it? Steve?
Real men are not intimidated by women, period.
Uh-huh.
Real men are not intimidated by women, period. Now, if you're dating an underdeveloped man, That was your pick. You picked him. So, listen, I understand the narrative that women have created, and this is more or less about an open discussion between me and the ladies on the show. Because this letter is, how many times have we heard this? That women live under the guise or the illusion or delusion that men are intimidated by your success. Now, I offer this to you. Sometimes men are not intimidated, but ashamed. Sometimes men are not where they want to be and are a bit embarrassed by it when they find out that you are. And because it becomes a bit of shame and embarrassment, but there are so many women that have taken this and turned it into, I intimidate them. And I guess that was a fair thing for you all to say because it sounds empowering. But I want to just offer you an alternative line of thinking. And if you had this alternative line of thinking, it could help you cope with it. Now, Steve, why women always got to dumb it down and figure this out? You the one wrote the letter and said you want somebody. I ain't never wrote a letter in and said I wanted nobody. So now if you want somebody, there's a game to this. There's some gamesmanship. It's gamesmanship that men have to play to get you. And you know it. And it's things that you require. And you know it. So when something gets required of you, some type of gamesmanship, you ain't got to get mad at Uncle Steve because he's telling you the game. I'm just trying to help you with the game. Now, I could use this letter, which I think I'll do, but I wanted to say that first so we could get on the same page. I really want women to understand this. Y'all met online for professionals and we were compatible on so many levels. He's an administrator. I was a team leader. I wanted love and all this here. When I got dressed in the morning and head to work, he'd say I look powerful instead of beautiful. He would tell me to boss up if I complained about stress at the work. He treated me like my mentor and I was beneath him professionally. You the one went on this dating site for professionals. That's where you went. You looked for people with similar mindsets. You want a professional man. But what you oftentimes forget is a lot of men bring their jobs home. So that guy that's a professional at work, he act like he a professional at the house too. Boss up. You look powerful today.
Goodbye. All right. We'll have part two of your response coming up, Steve, at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, my success is intimidating. We'll get back into it right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, my success is intimidating.
Okay, I've told you the way that I want you all sometimes to consider this. And I understand why you say it's intimidating, because intimidating is a more empowering term. I'll give it to you. And you've earned what you've earned, and you deserve to be where you are, and congratulations. But a real man is not intimidated by your success. Now, some men are ashamed of where they are. So there's a bit of shame when they meet a woman who has it together, and a bit of, disappointment in themselves. But if you want to call it intimidation for the sake of the letter, okay, so you're intimidating. I'm just off in your way. So now, but I want to show you something in this letter that I just noticed. So you were in a 4-year relationship, then, and when you got promoted, your boyfriend left the relationship. Now, you met on an online dating site for professionals. Right here. You went seeking this type of man. Well, you got him. We were compatible on so many levels. He's an administrator at his job. I was a team leader. When we started dating, I wanted love, and he provided that. But he also added a lot of competition to our relationship. Okay, you're in the professional zone now. That's what y'all do in corporate America. When I got dressed in the morning to head out to work, he said I look powerful instead of I look beautiful. He would tell me to boss up if I complained about stress at work. See, you meet these professional men, so you think, and they bring their job home because he think that's what you like, and now that's what he trying to be. Now, here go the part right here. He treated me like he was my mentor, and I was beneath him professionally. Whoa, wait a minute now, hold up now. You either want a man in charge, you want a man that will shoulder you can cry on, you want a man I don't know what you want. Because when he act like he your mentor, and then you say I was beneath him professionally, but I actually made more money than him. Okay, here we go. Okay, so you got to make up your mind now.
You don't think?
Oh, because you make more money than him, he can't tell you nothing. He can't act like he mentor you. He do know the male side of things that he can offer to you, and that you may not have from female perspective. Okay, but I actually made more money than him. Then I got a promotion in a company car, and he overheard me telling my mom what I'd be making annually. He insinuated that I was too close to my boss, and that's why I got a promotion. Oh, now he gonna make you think you slept your way to the top. I understand your anger. Like I said, sister, you got your education, you did the credentials, you put your time in, you deserve to be who you're gonna be. We argued for days, and then he moved out. He couldn't take it no more. Because I think he got ashamed of where you were getting to and he wasn't. Because now he mentoring you, getting promotions, company cars, making more salary, all this here. Now, since we broke up, you done had a few dates, and I ain't found a man that matches me intellectually or financially. One guy told me that my success was very intimidating. I told you, real men not intimidating. Now, this little boy you done met with all these little hang-ups in his own little life, that's what he gonna tell you. I wish men could see my sweet and nurturing side, but as soon as I tell them what I do for a living, they decide that I don't have time for a relationship. I thought about telling guys that I have an entry-level job just to see if they would ask me out again. All right, go ahead, try that. There are so many sides of me, I would hate to have to diminish all that I am to satisfy a man. So let me ask you a question. When you say you don't want to diminish all that I am just to satisfy a man, so what are you leading with all this in the conversation? Have you made this a level of importance to you? Because you don't want, you can't find a man that's intellectually matches you or financially. That seems to be a package deal with you. So now, are you looking for a good man, or are you looking for a certain type of man? And it's okay. You got every right to want what you want. But in here can be part of the problem. Because if you're not just looking for a good man, if you're looking for a good man with a certain type of job, making a certain amount of money, then get in line, because everybody looking for him. So I'm not going to be able to help you, because you've created all of the stereotypes that keep you right where you need to be. You're intimidating to men. You make more money than him. How he mentoring me? Okay, I don't know what to tell you. My ex married an art teacher. Go figure. Well, yeah. He married an art teacher. Go figure. You throwing me a little bit. What's the matter with the art teacher? See?
Well,
she ain't a professional. She ain't a team leader. Oh, she don't make the money you make.
All right.
So now you ain't happy with what men make or other women. You in trouble.
On today's Strawberry Letter, it's Steve Harvey FM on Instagram. And
so
Facebook.
Are women expected to bat eyelashes and act needy for a husband? I like eyelash biting.
Stop that. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app. Free never sounded so good. You can download it today.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.